bastard single dad. In the early days of man, created in a lab.
Science.
A pack of wild dogs to aid us in our fight.
Attack the mayor now!
While defying racial laws, plus the greatest project down.
Close to 11.
A sacrifice to something planet must be made to save our foes. I'll fight that bitch in court for custody of my son.
He's 23.
Something planet, you're my golden boy. What have we done? What have we done? I murdered my only son. Somethingplanet.com has just begun.
Live studio audience.
Something Planet Podcast, episode number 518. Welcome to it. I am your host, John Jay, and with me are two twins separated at birth.
Hey, I missed your touch.
Ouch.
You guys are here. We got Jared Walker and we got James Bothwell.
Hello.
Studio. We don't have anybody remote this time. We've been working on the studio, and we've been having a lot of issues. I'm gonna be honest.
All kinds of issues.
It has been.
Technical issues.
We got technical issues.
Physical issues.
We got cash issues. We got a money flow problem.
Ghost
money flow
issues.
Problems.
Things are falling off the wall.
Mental issues.
Yeah.
Bothwell doesn't believe in Bigfoot.
Bigfoot's
like a crazy
person.
I thought we said you weren't going to bring this up, Jared.
I
will physically remove you from the studio.
That's the first thing you did.
We didn't say I wasn't going to bring this up.
We got a great show for you today. We got the twins here with us in studio.
Jeez,
yeah. You got to stop.
And
that's, all right, now you're hurting my feelings more than he's hurting.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like it's more of an insult for Jared. No, I don't know. Jared...
I was fine with it.
I mean, Jared, you know, you're a little bit of a bigger guy, but James, you look a little older.
Yeah. I'm not. I'm the same age as...
I know. That's what I'm saying. You look a little bit older. I think the fat makes you stretch out, gives you a baby face.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, plus, I just clean living.
Yeah. That's true.
He's had a rougher life.
That's
true.
He's got a point about that.
Jared's hands are very soft.
That's
if
true.
You touch Jared's hands, very
I don't,
soft.
I'm sure they are.
No, they are. I've touched... people comment on it when I shake their hands. They're like, wow, you have really soft hands.
Really?
Yeah.
Really nice
like, are you
hands.
Wearing a soap glove?
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's...
Yeah.
It's like I do what Michael Jackson did for his whole body, but just my hands.
Just the hands.
Just your hands.
Just my hands.
You,
the bleaching cream on the palm of your hand?
Yep.
Do you, jack off with the same hands that you lift weights with?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? You don't switch them up?
What do you mean?
Yeah, just use somebody else's hands for one.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
No, you don't. You just use the same ones.
I just use my same hands.
Same hands. Okay.
Yeah,
you guys go to the same gym.
My hands on
guy. I heard
I
you
never
guys,
see him there.
You guys go to the same lunk gym.
We do. Yeah.
It's the lunk.
Anti-lunk.
The lunk
you can't
free gym.
You can't walk in with a gallon of water.
No lunks.
One of those,
a gallon of water that's shaped like a dumbbell.
Right.
Yeah, you can't bring. If you bring that in, they ask you to leave.
Yeah, you can't be yelling in there.
Yeah, we brought Dave of the Day. Brought his wife with us for a workout, and she immediately lunked it up. She set off the lunk alarm, and we were told to never bring her back.
Never
What'd
come back.
What'd she do?
Oh, she was
back.
Slamming the weights down,
nice.
Making the flexing in the mirror, taking gym selfies.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do it. It's supposed to be a safe place.
Yeah.
James.
It's supposed to be judgment free. I know. That's why I go there.
Watching dudes like struggle with weights, calling them pussies.
Nice.
Yeah. Do you guys think you're going to work out together, or you guys
I don't
think
know.
I keep inviting him.
I don't ever have a steady time.
I
went today at like...
I don't like to work out at the time you like to work out, Jared.
When do you work out?
Jared
works
out
to work
at
out.
My
what's
dinner
your,
time.
What's your time?
Well, I like to work out late. I like to be there at 11.
At p.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
that's
bro.
That's when
sleeping.
I'm getting ready for
but,
sleep.
Yeah, I'm sleeping.
But I've been going earlier. I've been going about 6 now.
What?
My
no,
body.
It's still too late. I go in the mornings or I go in the
I
afternoon.
Can't do the mornings.
Yeah, I go in late morning.
I'm sleeping.
9, 10 o'clock,
I'm sleeping in
11
the mornings.
O'clock. And then if I don't make it then, I'll go like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's the latest I'll go.
So
I have a job, so I can't do that.
Yeah, I can't do it at night. You and David go when you and David go when I'm eating dinner, which is like 6 o'clock.
Mm. No, I can't do that.
Well, that's when I'm like cooking dinner.
Right.
You know, that's the time I'm taking the time out of the day to make a meal. You know,
the day's winding down. At 6 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna sip on a bourbon. I'm gonna maybe make a steak.
That sounds pretty good.
You know, maybe some potatoes. Preheat the oven. You know.
Okay. Yeah.
Some people say any recipe that they gotta preheat the oven, they're out. No, I'm in for it.
You're in for it.
Yeah. So I can't do that. I can't work out then.
Well.
Also, I think I'm just too masculine for that place. You know. I just radiate masculinity.
Mm, I don't think you do.
You don't think so?
No, not for Planet Fitness.
I think I'm pretty much the total package.
There's some dudes in there, all right? Like, we saw this one guy that we thought he had, like, your build, but he's wearing, like a big flowy hoodie.
Yeah.
You thought, like, oh, this guy's a scrawny little guy. He's got, like, ropey muscle.
I'm not
like,
a scrawny. Hey, fuck you, buddy.
No, I mean,
scrawny
like,
little guy.
Scrawny little guy.
Yeah, you're what like a scrawny. He's just you're like a scrawny little guy. You're but you got that scrawny strength, you know, where you just got those
he's
ropey
wiry.
Muscles. Yeah, you're wiry. Wiry.
Like that,
that
Abe Lincoln strength.
Yeah. But then
Abe Lincoln beat a man to death. Yeah. You could tell. You could see it in his eyes.
But then, like, we saw him without his hoodie on, and this dude had, like, boulder arms. Like, he looked like, you ever see, like, Kung Fu Hustle?
Yeah.
Where, like he's, like, trying to fight the little kid, and the little kid comes out, and he's, like, super jacked.
Like how Bruce Lee was, like, 2%.
Yes, yeah. Like, yeah. This guy had Bruce Lee's body at his height.
Yeah, just like, I like
Jesus,
that.
5 foot this guy.
4, 130 pounds, and just nothing but muscle. Like
yeah, he's,
like,
this guy was so in shape, he was doing pull-ups, and then push-ups on the pull-up bars.
Yeah,
so you're showing off at that point.
Yeah, that guy was showing off.
Like, yeah, I mean, I used to be able to do that when I was like 26 years old, maybe.
Yeah, so I keep wanting to go up to this guy and be like, "Hey, man, you've won. Please leave.
Just go someplace
else. Yeah, do something else with your life. You've achieved.
That's why
gym.
I can't
he
go
needs
to the
go
gym.
To a better gym. He needs to go to like LA.
Yeah, you need to go to a better gym. You need to go to the Lunk Gym.
Yeah,
I. That's why. That's why I can't.
OnlyFans model gym.
But of course, I'm never gonna say that to him because then he'll kill me.
You think
that's
so?
True.
Yeah, he'll just twist me.
He'd just be like, "You make my eyes hurt." Joey.
Yeah, he'll finish God's work and roll me into a pizza ball.
My favorite workout actually is to play disc golf, and I know you guys play disc golf.
Yeah, I play disc golf with you.
You guys all play disc golf.
Lately,
yeah, we've all played together, and it's a hard sport. It's a hard sport, and
is it?
I mean, to be good at it.
If you want to be good,
well.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, it's
hard
to be
it's
good
not hard.
At it.
The way you do it is not all that hard.
Well,
if you're just throwing it,
you do
yeah,
it
I mean.
Pretty much the way I do it.
Yeah, I know. It's just with a better score.
Yeah, no, it's true. You're better than me. I don't think it's not a hard sport. It's hard to be good at it, I guess. Yeah,
yeah,
right. But it's not
a
hard sport.
No, anybody can play.
No, yeah, it's not. Yeah,
that's
it's not
true.
Like playing ice hockey.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, anybody. Yeah, yeah. It's like you can't put grandma. Out there on the ice skating.
No, but you can.
Grandma can throw a frisbee around.
A little bit.
Me and my twin brother James here can play disc golf, and our triplet David Wayne can play it.
Yeah,
so.
Oh my
triplet.
God.
It's
that's
not the name
a hard
of the episode.
Sport.
The name of the episode is Twins.
Yeah,
this is awful.
You're the intern. You have to suffer through it.
Yeah. When you make the thumbnail,
you can just go to the gym twice.
When you make the thumbnail, can you use the Arnold
make sure
Schwarzenegger,
right
Danny
mic,
DeVito.
What's that?
Make sure you're getting right up on that mic when you talk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
John, when you make the thumbnail, can you put like the Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger, put me on Arnold and him on Danny
DeVito?
Yeah,
I'll do that.
Thank you.
I'll
okay.
That.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jared can be Arnold.
Yeah, I can be Arnold.
Cool. I can't wait for this to come out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got to play disc golf at the best disc golf course in the state of Florida.
In the state
the other
day.
We
got a lot of good ones, too.
It's and we do have a lot of good ones. It's the best disc golf course in the state.
Where is it?
It's in Brooksville, Florida, and I got to check it out yesterday with my buddy David and a few of his friends, and it was fantastic. So this is the first time I played it since Paul McBeth bought it, which you guys follow professional disc golf at all?
I do not. No.
He's one of the best ones.
Okay.
He's one of the guys.
Okay.
He's one of the top ranked guys.
He's the Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple guys that could be the Tom Brady. I don't know, but he's one of the guys that, you know, just broke like the $1 million like salary mark with like endorsements included and all that stuff.
Okay.
So like, you know, he's one of the few guys that's making it like a $1 million sport. multi-million.
What was the guy's name again?
Paul Macbeth.
Paul Macbeth. Paul so Macbeth. Tiger Woods is the Paul Macbeth of ball golf.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Could be. Could be. Yeah. I don't know. He's and also he's a local hero too. He's from around here. He came up playing like Cliff Stevens Park. Yeah,
hometown
hero.
Like
really?
That.
He's from Clearwater?
I don't know if he's like from here, well, but he like grew he up at least partially around.
We have okay. so little. Let's claim it. Let's just claim him.
There's actually a bunch of really good pros that live around here. Anyway, so Paul Macbeth. Paul Macbeth bought what they called the Grand Canyon Disc Golf Course, which was home to Throw Down the Mountain Disc Golf Tournament, which That's is this week.
Downfall of local route.
Could be. I don't know. what was I saying? Okay, so he bought that with a professional baseball player, pitcher Dylan Cease, who pitches for the White Sox still, I believe.
Never okay. heard of the guy.
Dylan Cease, he's a starting pitcher in the majors. Okay. I think he plays for Chicago.
I'm gonna look him all up right now.
Yeah, you can look him up. So they bought it together. Dylan Cease also likes disc golf. They bought it together as like an investment.
Okay.
And that's where the whole local route thing that Jerry was mentioning comes in because the guy who owns the local disc golf pro shop got hit in the head or something when he was playing one weekend, and they sued Paul Macbeth and Dylan Cease,
nice.
And it was a big thing, and now people are, like, boycotting his shop, and everybody hates him.
Yeah, homeboy plays for the White Sox.
White Sox. His starting pitcher, right?
Yes.
Right-hander?
Number 84, Dylan Cease. He looks like a strong man from, like, 1910.
Yeah.
He does. He's got that mustache, yeah.
He's got that, yeah, he looks like he's going to, like, beat somebody up if they don't change their vote.
He looks great.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Who are you voting for, laddie?
Who are you voting for?
Yeah. You better be voting for McGillicuddy, I tell you that. Yeah,
he looks like the bully guy on like the sports movie, like when you the cool guy joins the baseball team, the laid back guy. He's just
Now I got to bring him up. I got to pull him
up. Smoking a cigarette. Yeah.
I got to pull him up to show everyone.
Yeah, you got to bring him up.
This is what I'm going to be teaching James how to do is all this stuff.
Sweet. One of these days.
How do you spell it? Oh, here it is. Dylan Cease, like cease and desist.
Yeah.
Yep.
Here we go. I'm gonna.
Which is what he's going to hit us with. Show us.
Yeah. That's what he's going to hit us with.
He's
going
to show us.
Cease and desist. Please stop talking about me.
Stop talking about me.
Yeah. Nope. Doesn't work. Never mind.
Nice.
You got blocked. You already blocked us.
Yeah. I put it on the web browser and it didn't work at all. I'm going to try it again. Nope. Not working. Okay, sorry. So I can't show you Dylan Cease, but it does look like he would beat you up over.
But, you're listening to this on a computer, so fucking Google it.
Yeah, just Google it.
Yeah,
and then laugh at how clever we are.
I swear to God, I set all this shit up for hours beforehand. Yeah. Well, I'm still working out the kinks in the studio here. Still working. So anyway, they bought a disc golf course together. They just did the chess.com invitational. I think it was like last weekend or the weekend before.
Mm-hmm.
Which was like a pro only invitational. So this week is the rest of this month, I think, is Throw Down the Mountain, which is another disc golf tournament that David's playing in. So we went up there to check it out, and it was excellent.
Nice. Did you throw down the mountain?
I did throw down the mountain. Nice. It's you guys got to see this course to believe it because it doesn't seem like it's in Florida, you know, because it's in an old quarry. So you're up like 50, 60, even more than that, like feet in the air, and you're throwing down onto a field.
Right.
And then, you know, there's par five, so like the last hole is like a par five, so you have to throw down onto a field, and then you have to like throw over a pond, and then you have to like throw back up onto a different hill, and then hopefully you don't go out of bounds two times on that hole like I did.
Mm.
Yeah. But yeah, it's fun. It's fun as hell, and it's great exercise because it's mostly just fucking hiking the entire time. Yeah. You know?
So how far is it from here?
Almost 2 hours.
Damn.
Yeah. Not crazy far, but far enough to be kind of a pain in the ass. To be a pain in the ass because it takes like 3.5 hours to play.
Right.
Because you have to walk up and down. It's not like one of the courses around
here. That's a
long
day, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a long fucking day. So 2 hours each way, and then you got to eat, and you got to. It was fun though. I enjoyed it. I actually shot +4, even though I went out of bounds twice.
Okay.
On hole 18.
Did you play the full? You played full 18 holes.
Yeah, I played the full 18 holes, and I got +4. So I was +2 until 18.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got a couple of birdies.
That's not bad.
Got like a 60-foot throw in. It was good. I recommend the course to anybody. They're really doing a lot with it. That's what's cool about it is that it used to be. Only 1 month out of the entire year would you be allowed to play it at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now it's
It's going to be year round. It's nice. Because now it's like a they have it as like a for profit golf course. It's just gonna you just pay $15 and you can play as many times as you want during the day.
We'll have to go on a weekend sometime.
Hang out. Yeah. Now that it's going to be open all year round, it's going to be like a tourist destination probably.
Yeah.
Mm. What else did I have? We've been going for a while. We've been going for 15 minutes now. Nice. Oh, let's do a quick check in. With our intern James, let's talk with James. So James, have you been studying?
Yes.
I have to. I feel like I have to check in as your academic counselor. You know,
is that what you are?
Yeah, I mean, that's. I mean, you're my intern, so I am your mentor.
He's your mentor.
Obviously, I'm your mentor.
You need his guidance.
Yeah, even though I don't know how to run most of this equipment, I'm showing you the ropes. Okay, I'm showing you the ropes. You learned. What did you learn today?
Yeah. In school?
Here.
At school.
Stupid.
Oh, well, I had class today. Bad for what we have, but we definitely...
I don't like these qualifiers.
We definitely, if you want to be, like, super professional...
Let's say you took this room back to your professor as a project. Like, what would he grade it?
I don't know. Passing, for sure.
Passing? Okay, I'll take that. I'll take a passing.
Yeah, me too. I'm not trying to set the world on fire.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get through this.
Hey, spoken like a couple of sea twins.
Right? Oh, God damn it.
See, I don't think you're identical. You know, obviously.
It's his reaction twins. Every time someone brings up the we're twins is that his reaction of...
We are the same age.
We look exactly alike.
Look exactly alike.
You guys look pretty close. I mean, one of you has lighter hair.
Yeah. Just
is that the only difference?
Mostly.
He's wearing shorts. I'm not.
Yep.
That's finally. The main difference. Yeah, it's the main difference.
I've been complaining about Jared wearing shorts in the studio for a while now.
Really? Because you used to complain that I never wore shorts.
Yeah, I know. And then I got sick of it. And you know, you kept wearing shorts, and I got sick of it. I wanted the pants back.
Well, this is the real me. I born and raised in Florida, man. I'm a shorts guy.
Yeah, I mean,
I wear pants when I'm on stage because I mean
that's the rule.
Yeah, that's the
rule. You got to wear pants on stage.
Unless you're when I'm super huge one of these days, I'm gonna wear whatever I want. I'm gonna be Lost Myth up there and just wear like coochie cutter shorts and have my balls hanging out. I love that he does that sometimes.
That's true.
He comes straight from a workout and just goes and.
I do love Lost Myth, and I love that he does that. But also keep in mind, no one respects Lost Myth.
And he's crazy. I mean, he's. I know. I talked to him, and he's not crazy. Ouch. But everybody does think he's crazy.
Well, he is crazy.
I like a little Law. Crazy. Law's, yeah. Law's
you know, Law. Cool you know dude. What happens sometimes when you do a lot of psychedelics is that you just get really, really cool all of a sudden.
That's
true. You know?
That's true.
That's what happened with Law. You know, did some psychedelics, and now it's like. Wow, this guy's way cool now.
And it's okay for us to say these things about him because we are in a podcast feud with him.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're Sweat Equity.
Yeah, Sweat Equity.
Well, we haven't been on in a while. I guess we should start the feud again.
Yeah,
for good measure.
Who's the other guy on that show?
Well, Eric painted that painting right there behind you, James.
Yeah.
And then he abandoned us for Law Smith's podcast.
That's true. Well, I mean,
we
I think
kept
it was,
the painting because it's a good painting.
Well, I also think it was his wife at the time.
Does
not
enjoy.
Yeah,
she
did not enjoy our antics and him being part of it.
She did not like that.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Well, keep in mind, he showed up one for like what was it like our?
It was our 300th
episode.
Yeah, 300th
episode.
He came dressed as a Spartan, but like wearing an adult diaper.
An adult diaper, which
and
he,
then he soiled.
He soiled it. Live on the podcast, yes.
Ew,
and also, we didn't even have video then.
Yeah,
so I don't know what he was doing. It was
just
audio.
It was for your benefit.
Yeah. We did not ask him to do that either. He just took it. That was his own initiative.
It's like, you know, you're going to have to go change yourself outside in the yard.
Dude.
Okay?
Yeah. And I guess...
And that's what started the feud.
Yeah, that's what started the feud.
Well, let's pick it back up. We get West Side Story this shit.
Yeah, we're going to... We can fight. We'll fight Law Smith at the next...
Next time I see him.
Next open mic, yeah.
Da-da-da-da.
James, you went to the Strawberry Festival. I haven't been there in a while. Can you report to us on the Strawberry Festival?
I was the first.
Oh, nice.
I grew up here, but it was the first time I ever went.
You've never been?
Never went.
Because it's so far away.
Well, yeah, it's north. Yeah, it's like actual the south of Florida, which I don't dig like the actual you know.
Yeah, it's like, too close to the skunk ape.
I don't trust those rides at all.
Well, yeah, you should not.
No, definitely. So no rides were ridden. But it started raining, and it was just basically like if it's like migrant worker Disney World and like redneck and migrant worker Disney World. There's this, like
I'm into that.
Like I've never seen so many Confederate flag hats or airbrushed T-shirts. You know, it's like everything was fried and everything was super expensive.
So you felt at home. Okay, like that's how I feel like America like, should feel that. You should feel,
I felt
sorry, I'm having technical difficulties over here. If you guys are,
I haven't heard anything.
We apologize. I'm just gonna pause the recording real quick.
Okay.
I took some. Did you,
I didn't see them.
Okay.
Well, okay, I don't know if I have it paused or not. No, it's going right now. Sorry.
Okay, so
we're still going.
So what else?
All right, we're back. I apologize for that. We're still working out the kinks here on our episode, and we hate that. And so anything that was cut off, I totally apologize for interrupting you, James. I was actually just trying to zoom in on you.
Oh, were you?
Honestly, yeah.
The camera shut down?
Yeah, well, it didn't have this line in on that channel, so
yeah, it was like
it couldn't decide which one of us.
I was getting too Martin Scorsese over here. I was directing stuff. Yeah. I was
got too out of your depth.
I was out of my depth. Yeah. Let's just keep it on the
fancy.
It on the static shot here. So anyway, you're at the Strawberry Festival, and you were embarrassed for your country.
Yeah, I was proud.
But proud,
and
but proud.
At the same
proud, but
time.
Embarrassed.
But I mean, the food.
The
was...
The strawberries are good this year.
Oh my God, that was the best part. Like we bought fresh strawberry, and apparently there's a breed of strawberry that comes in white and tastes like a pineapple.
I've heard of those. Yeah,
I can't remember the names of them, but they're amazing. And the strawberry shortcakes that you could make on your own, and some of these places you could buy them from.
Yeah,
out of this world. And strawberry shortcake is one of my favorite things. That was my birthday cake every year as a kid. My mom
strawberry shortcake? I do love a strawberry cake. See, we're so alike.
See, I didn't
brothers.
Say we weren't. I just said
I mean, it sounds like you wish we weren't.
Well, I mean, we don't look alike. We look nothing alike. We're both white guys.
I hate that you keep going to looks on like why we shouldn't be twins. Yeah. I feel like you're saying I'm ugly.
I'm sensing insecurity, honestly.
For me?
I'm sensing a lot of insecurity.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I'm very insecure. He already knows I'm insecure.
Are you? I didn't know that.
Completely.
So the best part of the Strawberry Festival was the strawberries.
The strawberries, yeah.
But you can buy that at Publix.
Right, it's from the same place.
So don't go.
So I didn't need to drive to Plant City and spend all the money.
But you were saying that you had a biscuit one?
Yes, I did say that. There was
one we had that the other day as well.
Where you could use a biscuit instead of the cake for the strawberry.
Yeah.
We had that just recently also.
It was
pretty
great.
So good.
Yeah,
super
I've never
great.
Had that before.
Like, was it a sweet biscuit?
Yes.
Yeah, that's biscuit. What our buddy made for us. He made us cake on his birthday, and it was strawberry shortcake with the sweet biscuits. That was the best thing. I've been thinking
so
about
good.
It ever since.
Yeah,
the best thing I did there is I bought a pound of raw honeycomb. From like a local beef.
Oh,
farmer.
I'm so jealous, man.
At one of those stands for like less than $20.
Love honeycomb, and it's so hard to find just like straight up honeycomb.
Right, and that's exactly what I bought. And just a big ass jar, just a big old thing of honeycomb. Dude.
Hell yeah.
It's
dude.
Amazing. That's one of my favorite things in the world. So that's the best thing about the Strawberry Festival. I never need to go back.
And you never have to go back.
And I never need to go back ever.
Never once again.
Never, never ever. I never, ever need to go back.
We should all go back.
No.
As a group.
Nope.
I want to go to the Renaissance Fair. James said that he thinks
I
it's
brought
pretty...
that up. By the way, I brought that up to my girlfriend. She was like, no thanks.
No? Yeah. So James and his girlfriend are too normal for the Renaissance Fair.
Well, hey, dude, I said I'd go. We don't have. We're not attached to the hip.
That's true.
I won't dress up.
James is on the fence about it, though.
Yeah,
James, I am. James is on the fence.
You look like you'd be king of the Ren Fair.
I love the
Ren
Fair.
You dressed up.
He should
like,
be.
Yeah.
He's the guy in the painting with the turkey leg. You ever seen that painting?
I was voted most likely to be the pickle vendor at the Renaissance Fair. You know, the pickle vendor that insults everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, Jared could do that.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a Ren Fair before?
Oh, tons of times.
Yeah.
Do you dress up and do the whole bit?
No, what? I don't dress up.
No? Why not?
I'll dress up. I dress up as a pirate.
A pirate?
Oh, yeah, a pirate.
That's acceptable. That's acceptable rent fare.
That's like showing up as an astronaut.
Yeah, no. Pirate, that's close to the Renaissance.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to dress up.
I can't pirates dress, in the Renaissance.
I can't dress up. I'm too fat to find a good costume.
You just need a tunic and a vest.
You just got to make it, bro.
Exactly. Yeah, but that's a lot of effort for, and it's going to be so hot. I can't.
It's this time of year. It's not that hot.
Yeah,
I think you're just making
it. It is a little bit hot.
I'm going to sweat.
Right now,
hey, we're twins. You know, we're going
to before we move on to the next segment, I do got to remind everyone because we're 25 minutes into the show at this point. We are sponsored by the Carry Cart.
The Carry Cart.
You can get the Carry Cart at carrycart.com. That's with Carry Cart with a K.
Two K's.
Just two K's. Getting better. It's a carry cart. So basically what this thing is, it's a dolly, and it's a cart, and it's also a stepladder.
Yes.
Yep.
And it's also, I think it's an elevator as well.
An elevator?
Nope, that's not right. Hold on,
trolley,
I don't have my copy.
Right?
Do you get my copy?
I don't, no.
James, do you have my copy?
Yeah, nope. James was supposed to get the copy.
James was supposed to have my copy.
Was it?
Sorry, no, James. Sorry, James was supposed to have my copy. So it's a cart.
It's a cart.
And it's a sled.
And a sled. It is a sled.
It's
a
sled.
Like,
or no, it's a sledge.
A sledge.
I think is what the copy said.
What's a sledge?
It's like a hammer.
Sledge, like a hammer. You can hit stuff with
it. You can hit stuff with it.
And
but it's not recommended.
And it's also a stepladder.
It's got 1,001 uses.
It's
people.
So many uses.
So many uses.
It's the carry cart. If you go to carrycart.com. And you use the code SP at checkout, that means you get $20 off your carry cart.
So that's a lot of money.
Carry cart, 2Ks.
You're not going to get $20 off anywhere else.
No.
That's I checked with the owner, and Something Planet is offering the biggest discount
the
on carry
biggest
cart.
Biggest discount. $20.
Yep. $20 off.
Yeah.
So go to carrycart.com and get yours. It's got 1,000,000 uses, and it folds up and it saves space.
It does.
That's great.
Right now it's time for Something Planet World News.
Ooh.
Live in the Something Planet studio in beautiful Montreal, Canada, from the team that brought you Are Racehorses Real? And Girls Gone Golfing, this is Something Planet World News.
They're not.
It's Something Planet World News. I'm still the host.
He's still the host. James is still the intern.
It's me.
First thing we're talking about on World News is Fight of the Century, Mike Tyson versus one of the Paul brothers.
Jake Paul.
Okay, thank you.
The other one's a wrestler now.
The other one's a wrestler. Okay. Well, good for him, because that's probably, because he said he was starting to get a little fucked up in the head from getting hit.
Punched in the face.
From getting punched in the head.
He was
actually
a surprisingly decent boxer.
He was not bad.
Not bad.
I would say neither
one of them are awful.
They're
at
great promoters.
Jake's a way better boxer, but he's gonna get murdered if Mike Tyson decides to murder him.
Jake Paul is actually a decent boxer, also, but like not Mike Tyson level.
Dude, even though Mike Tyson's 30 years older than him, if Mike Tyson decides to end that guy's night, he's gonna end that dude's night.
Yes,
it's not gonna take. I mean, if he gets in and throws a left hook, it's over, dude.
I agree with that. But here's the thing I'm worried about with Mike Tyson, and it's because he's going to have to walk a line, I think, here. Between knocking this kid's fucking face off until he's dead and looking like a foolish old man. Because he could look foolish either way. He could look like he's trying too hard, but he could also, Because I think Jake Paul's going to be after him.
Right.
Jake Paul, like they probably have like a, you know, fucking give me a dab gentleman's agreement.
Yeah.
Let's not hurt each other or whatever. But the second Jake Paul gets in there, he's going to want to knock out the king.
Right.
That's the fucking king.
Yeah.
He's going to want to kill him.
Mike Tyson gets pissed.
And it's over for him. But I disagree with that. Mike Tyson doesn't want to look like a foolish woman. Like, have you seen the stuff he does?
No, that's silly. That's not foolish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's silly.
Especially not at the thing he's famous for.
Yeah. That's him being silly. He's in The Hangover.
Like, he's beloved in the boxing community.
He's on Mike Tyson Mysteries.
Mike Tyson Mysteries. It's hilarious.
Yeah, he does the one man
Mike
Tyson
show. That's not foolish.
Yeah, that's not him boxing. Yeah.
That's not foolish. Him being foolish is, well, frankly, taking
getting knocked
this
out
fight.
By Jake Paul.
Yeah, he'll,
that's true.
If he gets,
But I don't think.
By Jake. But it, I don't know.
I don't think he will be.
Jake Paul won't actually fight anybody. Like,
well, and we're talking about it, so it works.
I mean, Mike Tyson. The plan is working. On Netflix too. It's going to be a huge fight.
Yeah, Netflix is doing live shit now.
It has potential to be bigger than the undisputed heavyweight championship that's supposed to take place in May, which is going to be the first time there'll be an undisputed heavyweight champion in like over 20 years, and the first time since they have four major belts.
It's definitely going to be the biggest thing because like everybody wants to see Mike Tyson destroy Jake Paul.
Yes.
Or not want to miss Jake Paul somehow defeating
Mike Tyson. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's true.
And, but it's not like Mike Tyson's never lost before. You've seen him lose.
You don't have to pay extra for it, right?
No, just if you have Netflix. It's gonna
be one I've never seen him lose, but I've also never watched him box.
You've never seen a Mike Tyson fight?
Nope.
I can see that.
You've
never seen a Mike Tyson fight?
No, I've never seen
it. You gotta YouTube that shit, bro.
It's disgusting. Yeah. It's like some of them only last like 37 seconds.
The closest to a Mike Tyson fight I've ever seen was watching Homer Simpson fight Dredrick Tatum.
Or when he knocks out Allen in The Hangover?
Yeah. Well, good luck to you, Jake Paul, in making your millions. I hope it was worth it.
Yeah. I'm sure it will be.
I mean,
I'm sure it will be.
Look, if it's just an exhibition match, people are going to say it's boring and that they hate it, right?
Yes.
Well, that's what it's going
to
be.
And that's what it's supposed to be. But if Jake Paul knocks out Mike Tyson, then people will, then everything's going to sound crazy.
I mean, how much credit does he get for knocking out someone who's 31 years older than he is?
Yeah, I don't know. How much, I mean, also the king.
Tyson's going to be 58 years old when he takes his fight.
I don't know. I saw him training in a video last year.
He still looks like he can murder somebody.
He looks sick. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, like I've seen the same videos, and he looks like he did 30 years ago when he was in his 20s. But I don't know, man. I think it's not a no-win situation. You know, you're going to make money. That's about it. Nobody's legacy gets better here.
I don't want to see Jake Paul die. But I don't want to see him like permanently damaged, but I do want to see him get like temporarily damaged.
I mean, I got nothing against the guy.
I don't either, but I want to see Mike Tyson.
You want to see him beat up?
But I want to see Mike Tyson punch him in the jaw so hard it dislocates.
But I'm a boxing fan. He's good and bad for boxing. I'll say that.
Why?
Because
why is he bad?
Bad because he's kind of taking a dump on the sport by proving that you don't have to be anything special to make millions at it. I mean, that's what he's doing. And he's openly being like, look, I was on Disney Channel 6 years ago, and now
I agreed with you when he
was
first
he on the Disney
started?
Channel? Yeah, is that where he came from?
Yeah, and then
I thought he was like a YouTuber or something.
He did both of them.
Okay.
He got Disney Channel because of YouTube, and then he just left Disney Channel and stayed with YouTube.
Well, I agree with you when he first started doing it. I think that everybody was like, oh, this is just bullshit. This is bad for boxing. But the fact that he's pretty okay at boxing.
He's not bad.
Well,
He trained. He took it serious.
He's a legit boxer.
He put up a good fight.
Right. Not the best, but he's not.
But he also says shit like, I want to win a championship. Okay, if you want to win a championship, then you can't fight guys that are 31
years
older than you.
Yeah.
And you can't
fight MMA players.
Retired MMA fighters. Or you can't former basketball players.
Well, he's not going to make half the amount of money fighting somebody that doesn't have a name.
So like that's what gets me about him, and that's why I would love to see a real, true king of the sport, an actual GOAT, one of the greatest of all time, clean this dude's clock with one left hook and be like, "See, bitch, this is not."
Would you let Tyson hit you for $1,000?
$1,000? No.
No.
I get more than that in my disabilities a month. Yeah. You gotta bring that.
What about $6,000?
No.
No.
Mike
$10,000
for one punch.
One punch
in the face.
Wherever. You don't know where it's going to land.
Anywhere he wants?
Anywhere he wants.
I need more money.
But boxing.
Well, any legal shot.
Yeah,
any
boxing
legal
rules.
Okay, no, I get it. I still need more money.
Nothing below the belt. He's not going to punch
because
you in the dick.
Just an uppercut to the dick. Yeah. He was crippled permanently.
Like, if you don't know what's coming, he could hit you with a spleen shot and explode.
No, no.
Yeah, no.
You
a legal shot. Any legal shot.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, you know it's coming.
That's legal, but if you're not, are you blindfolded?
No, no. You know it's coming. No, you know it's coming.
You know it's coming?
Yeah, you know it's coming.
Where, though? Where does it get? Where in your body? Because that determines how much money.
Okay, you choose then.
Yeah, okay, I could get punched by Mike Tyson.
What's the lowest amount? Where can he punch you for the least amount of money?
50,
yeah, we have Kickstarter.
Yeah. 50 grand. 50 grand, like right here, like in the love handle.
You might die, though.
Yeah,
you
that's like
die.
Right in the kidney.
No,
dude.
It's not. The kidneys are in the front, I mean. They're in the back.
In the back,
front.
Yeah.
The kidneys are in the back.
Yeah,
and
but he's going to punch you so hard, the fire, ripple is going to...
It's going to be fine.
The ripple from that punch.
You could rupture your spleen from that spot.
That's on this side. It's fine.
You could rupture something.
There's nothing down there.
All right.
That's why I'd say right there.
All right. Well, would you let me stab you there for 50,000?
How big of a knife?
This one right here. No.
Is this that K-bar? No.
It's the Crocodile Dundee knife.
No.
That's CarryCart.com. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. CarryCart.com.
Yeah. With 2K.
2K. Yeah. Only 2Ks.
The other story I wanted to talk about before we move on to our next segment is Nick Swartzen getting removed from his own show.
Hilarious.
What happened?
He was in Colorado, in a small town in Colorado.
Yep.
At like a theater. Was it called Beaverton? Was the town called Beaverton?
I think it was called Beaverton. No, it was called Beaverton.
It was called Beaverton. Beaverton, Colorado. Because you lived in Colorado. Have you heard of Beaverton?
I've never heard of Beaverton.
I guess it's a small town with a theater.
Sounds like it'd be in Oregon.
It does sound like Oregon, but you could look it up if you watch
it.
Let me look it up.
Let me do James's job.
Yeah,
look this up.
Go ahead, do it.
He was, I guess he went on stage and just started rambling and started just not doing jokes and saying that he was going to do impressions, but then never doing it. And then so they just cut his mic and then they cut the lights. And then, like, somebody came on stage and was just like, get the fuck out of here. And then they turned the lights back on, and the guy was like, I'm the director of the theater. We're going to refund everybody.
Wow.
Just contact the box office online. Sorry that we had to end early.
Wow.
Well, we were close. It's Beaver Creek.
Beaver Creek.
Beaver Creek.
So I'm not that big of a piece of shit. Where I'm just like, look at these yokels and their stupid town name.
Yeah, Beaverton. That sounds like something we call it. Beaver Creek.
Yeah, Beaverton. Beaver Creek does sound a little bit better.
These Beavertonians.
Wow.
So yeah, he got. I mean, that sucks.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because that's like supposed to be your stage
right.
to bomb on,
mm-hmm. right?
You know, but I don't know if maybe they were worried about him medically.
Why?
Because he was like, apparently that all over the place.
Was he high on something?
He says that he wasn't. He said that he took it edible and was drinking, and that the altitude was affecting him.
Well, that could fuck you up pretty good, bro.
Yeah, I mean, that is that's
edibles
a fact.
And booze alone, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know that much about the altitude stuff. When I lived there, mostly I was just dry. Everything's dry. So,
yeah.
Like, I had no problem adjusting to, like, I never got sick or, like, dizzy or whatever. But, like, apparently it's harder for other people. But just eating an edible and drinking is, you could be on another planet.
I kind of did that. A couple times.
Yeah, I've definitely
done that. And then I was like, hey, somebody else needs to drive here in Colorado.
I forgot how to chew food properly.
Yeah. Like, I'm starting to drool. I think it's going to give it away to the officer if I get pulled over.
Yeah. I was just in Colorado in December. I was like, we need to take an Uber.
Yeah. Like, it's scary out there.
I am not driving this rental car, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get on those little electric scooters. I don't.
Oh, dude, no. You're begging to break an ankle or something. We're high as shit, tooling around. You hit a pothole in a cobblestone road, you're screwed.
Anybody I see with a broken arm, I ask them how they got it. It's one of those electric scooters.
It's always one of those things. I am
like in a cast. Like, what happened? I was like, I was a little drunk.
Yeah, you'll never catch me on one of those things, dude. Never ever.
Like, I'll just walk. It'll be fine if I walk.
No way. I'm not. Get on these scooters. I'm like, nope. I am not breaking.
So, I don't, I mean, he could, I hope he's not, I hope he doesn't have a drug problem, because I like Nick Swartzen. I think he's really funny.
I'm pretty sure he's a known alcoholic.
Yeah, I think he's had problems with, like, cocaine and stuff in the past.
Maybe, I don't know
sometimes
about that.
Sometimes people aren't really alcoholics, they just, like, really like cocaine, and then that kind of settles you out a little, I don't know. Or maybe it's the reverse. I'm not sure.
I mean, I'm just going based on his act for the last 17 years.
You ever done cocaine, Jared?
No.
No?
You want to? Hold on, let me pause this thing.
Yeah.
Is it pause?
Yeah.
Okay, it's pause.
I got his name. Let me make a phone call.
No, I do not.
It's pause.
Let me make a phone call.
John, look right here.
Yeah, no,
I
it's
don't.
Pause.
I don't.
Wait, no, it's not pause.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, no, I don't want to do that. Boo.
I'm sure you've been offered, though, being a comic as long as you have been, right?
I don't want to do that. Look right there.
I see it.
There you go. Okay.
I
just want to make sure you got it.
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully Nick Swartzen's okay. You know, I haven't seen his act in a while. Apparently.
I don't know. I haven't. Yeah, likewise. I haven't seen much.
Like I posted in our group chat, the last thing I saw him was like a hilarious thing he did on Kill Tony.
Yeah, Kill Tony thing. So
he pretended to be Nick Griffin,
The just random
just
guy?
Just a guy. Yeah, he just went up as a fake comedian on Kill Tony.
Yeah, I mean, that's always a fun thing to do. Like, Andy Kaufman used to do that. Charlie Chaplin lost a Charlie Chaplin look-alike contest famously. You know, it's fun to go do dumb shit like that.
Yeah, and he was wearing the world's largest baseball cap to, like, cover his face.
I mean, I don't know how you couldn't tell it was him as soon as he started talking. Just
by you can't. You could tell. You completely could tell it was him the whole time.
He's holding the microphone.
His voice immediately.
No, he's still, even though he's like an 80-year-old man, he still looks like a 12-year-old boy.
Grandma's Boy is a great movie.
It is a great
movie. Love Grandma's Boy. Speaking of movies, we can move on to our last segment of the show. We're going to check out some Massive Media.
Massive Media.
Okay.
It's Something Planet, Massive Media, tonight.
Ooh, she sounds cute.
It's Something Planet, Massive Media. Yeah, Grandma's Boy is a good movie.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
It's, you know, there's a handful of Sandler movies that hold up. It's like Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore. And
Mr. Deeds is good.
Well, no, I'm saying just like the comedies. Was that his movie? Did he write that?
Yeah, he did. He made that one.
Big Daddy made that one? Okay, that's a good one.
It's a great one.
Big Daddy, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a bunch of good ones.
Have you seen the one with him and the spider?
The what?
The Spaceman, have you seen that one?
No, is that, no. Is that out?
No, I didn't watch it either. I watched a trailer and I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, that looks insane.
The Spider is voiced by the guy who played the Riddler in the last Batman movie.
Paul Dano?
Paul Dano.
I didn't know he had a movie. The last movie I knew he came out with was when he's a lizard.
Who?
Adam Sandler.
Oh, right. Him and
Leo.
Bill Burr?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you watch that?
Have you never watched Uncut Gems?
I watched Uncut
Gems.
That's
a good movie.
That was a good one.
That's a good movie.
The one I saw this week, actually, was Dune Part 2.
I didn't see the first one.
That's the best Adam Sandler movie.
Adam Sandler was the Emperor.
Yeah. He was the voice of the Sandworm.
It was actually the Emperor was Christopher Walken. So he's like, I am the Emperor.
I can't do a good Walken.
I need more cowbell.
I need
my
spice.
I wish I could do a good walk-in.
I don't know. Yeah. So no. Actually, he actually tamped down his accent almost to non-existent for this role,
Just
so it wouldn't sound too weird.
Just so it wouldn't sound like, hey,
yeah,
you. I hid this watch in my wormhole.
Yeah. No. He totally tried to not do his own accent.
Okay, that might be my favorite Christopher Walken role. Is that the role in Pulp Fiction where he's like. Where could he hide his ass? I hid this hunk of metal up my ass 3 years.
Well, yeah, Dune Part 2, definitely more exciting than Part 1. Visually, it's really fun. Nice. All the actors are good in it. I don't know. I don't really have a bad thing to say about it. It's a kind of a boring review because it's just everybody's going to like it.
Well, how cute would you rate Timothy Chalamet in this movie?
Timothy Chalamet was adorable in this until he started knife fighting. And then he almost seemed badass.
No, okay, almost?
It was almost like it. It was like I kept getting taken out of it because then I kept like getting like flashes of Willy Wonka, you know?
Did you see him in that?
No, I didn't see Willy Wonka.
That's a good movie, man.
The new Willy Wonka movie was a fun watch. That looks terrible.
I'm gonna say, having not seen it, that you're wrong. It's a bad movie.
I ate mushrooms and saw it,
and it was great.
Okay, so that's why you liked it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Don't come in here and telling us good movies when you're just not.
Yeah, you know what else is cool on mushrooms, James? The fucking planetarium, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, try going there not on mushrooms.
No,
yeah,
you know what's great?
Sucks.
Just like, why would I watch Wonka not on mushrooms?
You know what's great on mushrooms? SeaWorld.
Well, yeah.
Well, until you start realizing the oppression.
It's a prison.
Well, yeah, but then, but by that point, it's too late.
By that point, you're already sad.
But then you start to feel great because you're on the side of the uprising.
Although I do enjoy Busch Gardens, and that's just a big prison.
That is a big prison, too.
Yeah,
but it's a big prison that you can drink at.
And ride roller coasters.
I have a million other movie reviews, but I'm just going to let you guys do one. You want to review Wonka? You want to tell us why that was good? No, you were on mushrooms.
No,
Forget that. I was tripping
on mushrooms.
Did you watch anything?
I watched
the new Miyazaki. That's also a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Both Dune and the new and The Boy and the Heron, 10 out of 10 on both of those.
Did you start watching that new Shogun show?
That was really good.
Yes,
it's just horribly
I've been watching that, too.
All right, well, we'll talk about that next.
All right.
We'll talk about that next. Okay, I rewatched an old movie. I rewatched Bubble Boy.
Oh, you didn't realize? Oh, that's real.
Yeah.
You didn't.
And I only just now realized that was Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, it's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Like, I forgot. I forgot that that's, like, that guy. Because it's like, I love that actor, Just like, it's like every time you go back and you're like, man, I love this actor. And then you're like, wait a minute, that's that guy. Like, I rewatched Galaxy Quest, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's Rainn Wilson as an extra.
It's kind of like, I think Jake Gyllenhaal in Bubble Boy is kind of reminiscent of Jeff Daniels in Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, but Jeff
was like a good actor, but like they were like really dumb. And
but
was
he was a good actor. He did that to show he had range.
You're right. He like really wanted to do that movie to show that he wasn't just a serious guy.
Jake Gyllenhaal, that was like one of his first movies.
Well, that's just like, hey, you want $1 million?
Yeah.
Hey, kid.
You want $500? You want $500?
Hey, come into my office.
Have you seen the trailer for the new Roadhouse that he's in?
I think it looks fun.
Remake. It looks...
It's a Florida movie.
I'm definitely going to watch it, but it looks like a steaming pile of garbage.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's going straight to streaming.
Straight to Amazon.
Well, I think they're going to try to make it like a Fast and the Furious franchise.
Well, they shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they shouldn't have done it with Fast and the Furious.
Well, now there's like 10 of those fucking things.
I mean, if it does well, they will.
They go from drag racing to now they're like government agents.
Yeah, they're like piloting submarines.
Yeah, like I don't understand how that happens. How do you go from drag racing old muscle cars to you're like
I love
skydiving, hey ho jumping, you know? How are you doing that?
I love the concept of it, of just like he's just like a Florida shitty dive bar is the Roadhouse.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes so much more Keys. That makes so much more sense to take that movie and do it here as opposed to like back then when they're
like in the Midwest.
Yeah, it's like the Midwest.
Like, get me the number one bouncer.
Yeah, the number
from
one
New York
bouncer.
City.
Like there was like a weird time in the 80s where like being a bouncer was like considered a prestigious job.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, because Mr. T made it popular.
So this one's all about the first one, everybody knew karate.
Right.
Now this one, everybody
he's
knows
an MMA.
MMA.
Fighter,
yeah, now everyone knows wrestling and jujitsu.
His name's Elwood Dalton, just Dalton.
Okay.
Sorry.
Elwood Dalton. And
sorry, sir, you can't bounce this bar unless you know taekwondo.
And he's like a disgraced
I competed
MMA
in the Junior Olympics. Thank you very much.
Yeah. It looks bad. And Conor McGregor's the bad guy.
He's a terrible
never
actor.
Never act.
No,
he
should
awful. Not act.
I think it'll be so bad it'll be enjoyable though, honestly.
Oh, dude, I'm going to watch it probably 3 times because it's going to be garbage. I might eat mushrooms and watch it.
All right, real quick before we get out of here, Shogun. Shogun. I watched the first episode. Did you watch
it? I'm on like episode 4.
Okay, so it's four episodes in.
I watched a couple episodes.
I watched the first episode, and I got to say, I was floored with the visuals.
Yeah,
like,
so good.
I couldn't believe it was like a TV show.
Right.
Yeah, when I started watching, I didn't realize what it was. It was just on, so I was like, oh, someone's watching like a Japanese movie, like a... You know,
yeah,
like
it's basically just a foreign film.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was a foreign film.
It's
and then
like
as I'm watching them, I go, this is a TV show? This is so good. And then like the English guy shows up, and I'm like, finally, I can understand somebody. That guy's great. I love the Englishman.
You know what that guy's real name is? Cosmo. I don't remember his last name. But
is his last name Kramer?
That's the actor's name?
His name is Cosmo Kramer. I'm looking forward to the big battle scenes that you know are coming.
Yeah,
there's
going
to
be some cool
battle
scenes.
There's going to be some really cool battle scenes.
Yeah,
this takes place in what, the 1500s?
Yeah,
right?
No, this takes place 1600s?
Something like that.
Or late 1600s, I believe.
Well, yeah, before things were things. Basically.
Yeah, it was when the Portuguese were still the biggest explorers.
And the Spanish ruled... Like, you know, like
half
tore the world in half.
Yeah.
You know, they made an agreement that whatever.
Yeah, it was
fine.
Before the British and the
French. I think
it's
like the 1500s.
So, yeah, so maybe it is like, yeah, you're probably right. It is like the 1500s because, the Portuguese were on top at this point.
Yeah.
So
that's why they speak Portuguese in Brazil because that was part of their, like, we split everything up.
So, it's really visually stunning. I don't want to give anything away, but there is like some really disturbing stuff in it. So if
you don't like,
this is like even more brutal than some of the scenes in Game of Thrones, I would say.
Yeah. I would say it's
like
Game of Thrones,
the torture scenes in Game of Thrones probably weren't as bad as these ones.
It's less gratuitous as Game of Thrones, but it's definitely harder, like hardcore, more hardcore.
Yeah. So I like it so far. I'm not going to rate it yet. We'll talk about it next time we meet. Anyway, upcoming shows. Check out random-fandom.com for all your t-shirt stuff.
Sponsored by random-fandom.com.
It's random-fandom.com. It's also we're sponsored by the Carry Cart. Go to carrycart.com. That's
two K's.
Use the code SP at checkout. That's $20 off your Carry Cart. And then upcoming shows, let's see, on the 16th, I am hosting at a Legion show. that's raising money for a veterans charity. James here, intern James, doing a guest set.
Yeah,
we got Ken Miller and Chris Alexander are coming in all the way from Orlando to support this veterans charity and to entertain the troops and the veterans. So that's going to be exciting. And then on the 22nd of March, I got I'm hosting for Amber Autry. I booked her at a cool place called Cara Cara in downtown Dunedin. And hopefully I will get an interview with her on this show, either remotely or while she's here or whatever. But she's a really funny comic. So you can go to if you go to Cara Cara's website, I think it's caracara.com, you can find where to buy tickets on there. I think those tickets are like $25. It's a very limited seating, very intimate show, but it's going to be fucking – it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome.
Nice. Last got a last-minute gig on this upcoming Saturday, March 9th. I will be at the Eden RV Park in Hudson, Hudson, Florida. I'll be hosting the show for Catherine Maloney and Johnny B. Good, good, hilarious comedians there. And then on the 20th, March 20th, I will be at the 8-Bit Showcase at Potion Portal.
Oh.
And where is that? Lutz or St. Pete, I guess? Yeah, it's in St. Pete.
Yeah, I might, Potion Portal. I might drop in on that one, too.
Yeah,
the potion.
So that'll be good, some good stuff.
That's fun to say.
Yeah, potion portal is it can be fun.
It can be fun.
It can
potion portal
be fun.
And you should show up because it could be fun.
Could be fun.
Yeah.
No, I like going there and doing new material.
Yeah.
Very low pressure.
They have really good orange soda.
Orange soda.
At the end of the month, also I just forgot. Tom Wise also just gave me this gig. They're actually doing a veterans appreciation nice night at the Safety Harbor Spa on March 26th.
Oh, okay.
And that's going to be me and Danny Bevins.
Nice. That's I think I've been to that place.
Yeah, that's the place Matt Fernandez just headlined on Valentine's Day, and he said it was really good, and they packed the place out. So
yeah.
Awesome. That should be great. Get your tickets for all of that stuff. Yeah, just go to the Safety Harbor Spa's website to get your tickets for that. Thank you very much. Follow us on Twitter and all. We don't even have Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. The bottom here. The bottom here is Instagram, or to the side. Thank you, intern James. Thank you, Jared Walker. Follow us on our Instagram and see our reels. We're gonna cut some show clips out of this one, I think, because I think the sound is actually okay now.
Yeah.
Good
so sound. We'll be back next time.
Struggle.
Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for listening. I'm your host, John J. Murray.
Biscuits.
We will see you next time.
1543 on
Twins.
Sugar.